Keith.
Hey, Jamie.
We're switching it up, dude. We're switching it up. New season. I'm saying shit first.
Oh, that's good. You know, it's been so long that I forgot that I always say it the same way first every time.
I forgot how to start these things.
Yep, pretty much.
So what's been going on, man? We haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, let's see here. Since the last time we talked, I had a kid.
Congrats, you added to the population. Good.
Yep, there it is. I have worked precisely 6 days in the last 4 months, I think.
Amazing.
And then, I actually, today is my last day at a Cloud Guru, and I've taken a different job.
Well, we're not even burying the lead.
Yeah. Well, you said what's going on. So there it is right there.
Yeah. That's a lot of life things. So you're on parental leave.
I was on parental leave for 12 weeks. And then after that, I actually took more sick time than I've ever used because I had a root canal that got infected.
Oh, okay. And then
that was like, I took like 2 sick days for that. And then my son was in the hospital for a couple of days. That took some time for that. And
is he good? Everything good?
He's good now. He's good. It was very weird. It was like cradle cap to the extreme that was like taking over his face. But like legitimately, we had the infectious disease docs didn't know what it was. Like it was horrendous. Oh, I'll send you some pictures afterwards. You've never even seen a picture of my son. He's very cute.
Yes. I do want to see a picture of your son.
Yeah. So... yeah, there was that. And then, yeah, so that's why I've kind of been back to work for only a few days. But yeah.
So how does that work? So like you're leaving Cloud Guru.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Cloud Guru? That's very
it's
weird.
It's a Cloud Guru, yes.
Nah, that's very weird. I'm not doing that.
I know. I've always hated it too. I'm allowed to say
that. Probably why you're leaving. Yeah. So how does that work? Like, so you just take parental leave and then some sick time and you're still getting paid for that? And they're like, okay, well,
so I took some parental leave. It's planned it out to have a certain amount of like 2 weeks off. Remember, I finished my last course before I left.
Yeah,
so I came back and I basically have nothing to work on because I haven't started a course yet. So I've just been working on handing things over to other people because I do a lot of like Skunkworks dev stuff.
Okay.
That was
kind of. So you are actually working.
I have been working. Yes. I've been doing some things, but I also, took a week and a half of PTO in there because Indiana doesn't require that you get paid for unused PTO. And since I didn't have anything to do anyway, I was like, hey, I'm going to burn some PTO in here. And then I came back for the last 2 days right now because you have to be working on your last day of work. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, that pretty much brings me to where we are. And then on Monday, I start my new job.
And your new job is where?
I am a senior software developer at Shopify.
Oh, congrats, dude. Congrats. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
You're supporting independent creators. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It was...
What are you going to be working on there?
I am going to be joining the like merchant service, like shipping and billing sort of team. Like it's specifically like shipping. It's like a logistics stuff. So it's a domain that I've never really worked in before. Digging into it with somebody who has worked in there quite a bit. There's a lot of moving parts, lots of stuff to work on. Team's still small because Shopify apparently keeps small teams. So
how many people are on your team?
Like 8, I think. I think I'll be the 8th one.
Were you able to like choose your team or did you know that this is the team you're going to be on before?
I did not know. Actually, here, I'll talk about the interview process though, because I think you haven't interviewed anywhere in a long time, I imagine. I haven't interviewed in a long time.
I've interviewed people, but I have not myself interviewed.
Yeah. Anywhere. Yeah. I was actually, one of the reasons I did this is a buddy of mine was, I was, so I'm rocking the baby to sleep, right? Kid's like 2 months old, can't sleep for crap. So I'm rocking him to sleep. And a friend of mine from my previous job is texting me about like, he's on the job search or whatever. And he's like, oh, I filled out my thing on hired.com. And I'm kind of going through here, got like a bunch of interview requests for them. And so I was like, you know what? I'm bored. I'm just sitting here right now. Let's see what happens. So I fill out my stuff and kick it out there. And within 2 hours got like my first interview request, requesting a salary that was going to make up Kendra's salary if she didn't go back to work. So I was actually, it was just like a Hail Mary, just like, whatever, we'll see what happens. And so that led me down the interviewing route. And I interviewed with like 2 or 3 different companies there. Like well-known companies.
Through Hired.
Through Hired. Yeah. Which is a cool experience. I think people should do that. It's a
it's funny because like I've never signed up for Hired ever. And somehow they got my email address.
It's because you were a referral for me. That's okay. How.
Okay. Well, then that might answer my next question. Cause it said, hey, you're in demand. You're a back-end developer. And I was like, wait, first of all, how am I getting this email and what do they know about me? So
Don't know how they know that about you. Like I didn't tell them what you did.
There's probably just some LinkedIn, some reference AI. Or whatever on there. Yeah. Some GitHub stuff. But anyway.
So did that and ended up getting an offer from a company called Common Bond, which was pretty cool. And I had considered doing that one, but I was like, hey, while I'm doing this whole thing, I'm going to go apply at some companies that I would like to work at anyway. Right. Like some like bucket list companies. So like, I've always thought it would be cool to work for GitHub. I applied to GitHub. Haven't heard anything back from GitHub.
You didn't hear an intro email or anything.
I literally got nothing from GitHub.
And you applied on their site?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm fairly certain I applied. But yeah, I didn't hear anything back from that. GitHub. I also applied at Shopify, obviously. And then they got back to me like super fast because Shopify is trying to hire 2,000 engineers this year. That are like senior level and higher, right? So like they're on like just going for people, right? And I already had an offer from Common Bond at this point. So like I did my first interview and the interview process with Shopify is the smartest interview process I've ever seen.
I want to hear all about it.
Well, and they're really open about it on their website too. Mm-hmm. Their website's a little bit behind on one thing because they inserted a like programming like in-person programming interview kind of thing as the first one, which is literally just like you work through a problem using whatever tools you want kind of thing.
You're with somebody
or yeah, like somebody's basically pairing? Just like watching basically. It's not they like kind of pairing, but like, they're not going to help you sort of thing. So they do that just to weed it out because they had been getting people a little too far in the process. I think that didn't really have the chops to do it because they passed the first like non-technical interview or whatever. So did that. That was like an hour, half hour or something like that. It was an hour. I did it in a half hour. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say. I'm probably allowed to say that. It was something real simple. Like I was actually a shopping cart app, basically. They wanted me to build like a shopping cart solution.
They wanted you to build Shopify. Shopify.
They wanted me to do the whole thing. So, but it was basically like a shopping cart that had like some sales stuff. Like it could handle discounts and calculate totals and stuff.
Okay.
It was a cool problem.
And it's like, you build it in Rails or you build it in?
You didn't even have to build it in
like in a framework,
like given framework. I built it literally in like raw Python and there was nothing, there wasn't even like, it had to be runnable, right? It had to just be able to calculate the right thing. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll just take your like prompt. And I created like some tests using assert. Right. And I was just like, yeah, now if I run my Python file, it'll tell me if I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, cool. So I did that. And
sounds fun, actually.
I know, that's what I said too. I had a blast. And then I finished it fast enough that I was like, well, I've got you on the hook. Like, you're basically my hostage now, is what I told my pair. So I'm like, I just get to ask you questions now. Right. And she's like, yeah, more or less. So I was just, you know, hitting her with questions. And once you make it past that, you move on to the life story interview, which is an interview where you just talk about your, like your life, basically like your technical journey. And
is this like the day after, is this like
it can be pretty fast. Mine was like the day after. I moved through the whole process in like a week.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get at. So I'm trying to get like how far, like,
yeah, well, how long this also took. So this was like pretty fast. Like, I think it was like next day or maybe a little after. I don't remember if I started on a Friday or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, so it was real quick. And then, yeah, the life story interview is cool. It's just you and one of the recruiters just like talking shop. And when you apply, I just applied for senior developer. That was it. I didn't even put like it's senior developer. And then in parentheses, it's like iOS backend, front end, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, and then from the life story interview, the recruiter you're talking with figures out like what you're into, what your strengths are, those kind of things. And then they're the one who kind of like figure out like, this is the direction I think we would like to send you. And you get to, you know, be like, this is sort of where I would like to go or whatever. And then they can kind of veto that maybe, I think. But
is this another, like, is this a peer at Shopify or is this like an HR person? Like who?
Yeah, this is a recruiter. So she'd be more like HR. But she had technical know-how and like
she works at Shopify. Like
she works at Shopify, but, her job is recruiting. So yeah. But when I was talking to her, we also discussed, you know, stuff like she wants to figure out, like, what are you going for, trying to go for compensation wise and whatever. And I know you're not supposed to tell them like a number or whatever, but I'm bad at negotiating. So like, I just sort of threw it out there. And she could kind of ballpark me of like whether or not that was reasonable or whatever.
Yeah. I like that because like it's backwards, right? Like, first of all, every company in my view should be putting the compensation in their job posting,
which is how hired works, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. And then, most of the time you interview and at the end they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to offer you $50,000. And you're like, mm-hmm. wait, what? First scene, you know, whatever. So
yeah, like
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. So yeah, that was cool. She ballparked me like, yeah, that's good. And then I told her then, I'm like, I already have an offer on the line, like on the hook. But I really want to work at Shopify. Like, I would love to work here and I'm willing to make this other company wait as long as I can. That is reasonable. But like, I can't make them wait for weeks and weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, cool, I'll just mark you as urgent. We'll like kick you through the pipeline pretty quick. And then from there, there's just one more stretch of interviews that you can do in one day or across a couple of days or whatever. But it was 4.5 hours long. And it was a pair programming interview with one person over the thing. Then in the middle, you have a technical deep dive, which is literally like you bring the problem, a thing that you've worked on in the past, and you talk about it in as much technical detail as you can. And like they kind of ask questions and sort of parse out knowledge bits from you. Mm-hmm. And then I had another pair programming interview after that. And then after that is offer.
Nice.
So it was so smooth. It was legitimately fun though, because you're allowed to, like, your pair programming stuff is like open book. Like, it's not like they're like, do it the way you would do it. Like,
right, exactly.
Good at Google, like Google.
Exactly. Exactly. So what are the problems that you worked on in the pair program? Are you allowed to talk about those or?
Yeah. I mean, I imagine I'm allowed to talk about them. One of them was like, I had to build like a cache, and I like technically implement like an LRU cache. Mm-hmm. And then, another one was, I built like a robot. Like the navigation system for like a robot CLI, basically, like you would enter in like left, right, like whatever. And it would like maintain, it was basically a state machine for like where the bot is at and stuff like that. So built that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And
that'd be fun. Is that in Ruby, both of those?
I built both of them in Ruby. You're allowed to use whatever language you want.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. The pair's not going to really pair with you. Right. Like you can. In fact, I felt bad because I'm like going through this and I'm like, yeah, this is straightforward enough. I'm just like, I'm writing my tests and I'm doing my stuff. And I'm like asking them opinions on things like, oh, would you rather I do XYZ or XYZ kind of thing? Just to sort of keep them engaged. Cause I'm like, this would have to be really boring if I'm just like not talking to you. And you're supposed to talk through your process,
why you're making the decisions you're making.
That way, if you don't actually solve the problem, they at least see where you're going.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But in both cases, I solved the problem and had plenty of time to spare. So
those were 4 hours a piece.
Those were both an hour and a half piece.
Oh, okay.
And then there was an hour technical deep dive in the middle. And then you get like a half hour break somewhere in there.
Gotcha. So whole thing was 4 hours.
Yeah. Whole thing was 4.5 hours long.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was fun. The technical deep dive, a little bit stressful. You know, like me sitting down with the staff engineer at Shopify, who I'm feeling completely inadequate talking to because I've never worked at that kind of scale, you know, mm-hmm. and feeling like this dude just thinks I'm the biggest moron. Like the whole time that was just in my head. He's like, he thinks I'm building toy applications. And
I mean, do they care about that kind of stuff? Like, have you ever scaled
he asked me like about the concerns I had in the applications that I was building. And I was very honest, like, honestly, scale isn't really a problem for the thing that I was building because I knew it was never going to get above like XYZ, you know, requests per second or anything like that. So like my main priorities were about like maintainability and like actually focusing more on the experience that people going through the application have and the experience that people maintaining the application have in the future so that it doesn't have to be a burden that requires like tons of people to work on. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty honest about that, but I'm like, you know, I'm built. And so like, it was actually kind of nice. Cause after I went through my problem, we still had a little bit more time. So I was like, can I ask you questions about stuff? And he's like, yeah, go for it. So I was asking him questions cause specifically scale is one of those things that I was really concerned about. You know, feeling inadequate about, but I also just want to talk to somebody who's done that kind of stuff. Like that's, it's one of the reasons why Shopify was such an appealing place for me to apply is because they operate at like a different level than I've ever experienced. And I want to know what that's like, because that will force me to kind of stretch and grow and, you know, think about things at a different level than I've had to do in my previous engineering jobs.
Yeah, I'm interested in those conversations. Like, did they talk about like what they have to worry about scale wise?
He was like, he's like, it's weird when you're working into problems, right, that you need to solve, and you realize like, oh, I physically can't add another column to this database. Like, the database cannot handle having another column added because it just won't work. Or like, there's actually just too much data in this database. Like, how am I going to solve this problem when I literally, like, that was a big thing that he was kind of talking about, was just the fact that like, when you're working at data at that scale, and you have to consider like, okay, if I do this, it might work for, you know, they do multi-tenant stuff. So he's like, it might work for a tenant that is this size, but if this exact same code runs for a tenant of this size, I could like sort of brick their installation and cost them millions. Like,
yeah.
Like right. big problems. Like you're potentially screwing with people's livelihood if you deploy a change that like really hoses them even for a small amount of time.
Right. Especially like if stores. Yeah. Like they're about to launch some big product and do they talk about like support and stuff? Like, do they have a support team? Do people rotate through support at Shopify?
There's a lot of stuff I don't know. Honestly, I know there will be sort of an on-call rotation that I will be part of, but it's not the on-call that I was before. Like, follows the sun. So I'll be on-call during my work hours because they're global now. Like, they used to just be localized to Canada. But now that they're moving like full remote now and they're hiring across the globe so that they can make it easier to sort of maintain those things, which means I won't have to do like the on-call stuff. Like, dude, nothing was worse. I went to a D&D night one time, had to like bring the laptop with me so that I could like, and the database went down and like me and Chris are going and trying to figure out what the heck happened to the database while we're also like, oh, did I just roll? I rolled an 18 on that attack.
And you're a dungeon master?
Yeah, I wasn't the dungeon master at this point. This is when I first started out. But
that's
cool. Yeah, so that was kind of the process.
So how do you
hopefully I don't get fired for talking about all this stuff?
Yeah. Before you even start. Well, we'll edit the whole episode.
It'll there just you go. Be we'll one just take giant a whole beep. Episode out.
It'll just be us saying hi and then beep the whole time. what's kind of like the day to day there? Like, how do you get tasks? How do you know what to work on? Things like that.
Yeah. So I ask those questions too. And there's a certain amount of it is like they're like project based on the things that they work on. And it seems like your like tech lead on your team is the one who kind of prioritizes a lot of the work. So it's not like a full team is hashing out, throwing in their numbers sort of situation. And then from there, I'm not exactly sure how do I get this task versus the other task? I don't really know. That they break down works makes sense for the way that I would like to do it. So.
I thought they used, or maybe it's some teams or some individuals, but I thought they used like the Shape Up, the Basecamp. I know we're not allowed to talk about them anymore, but the Basecamp Shape Up process. I thought they.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be on. Like, this is a weird one for me. I won't join my team until like the third week I'm on the job. And this is actually pretty cool. They don't even expect me to know Ruby coming in.
Like, I can tell. Yeah, like they had you.
They will literally be like, no, that's just the language. We'll teach you that exactly. Like during onboarding or whatever. So yeah,
so it's pretty... the first like weeks like training or like
weeks are like working? Onboarding, getting all sorts of that's onboarding, doing some self service training,
getting your badge. You gotta get your badge.
Well, no, because I'm remote. I do have like a
That'd be funny if they made you put a little a badge thing on your office door at home.
So that would be pretty funny. It's like nobody can come in here.
So that's good. So then they sent you a monitor. They just sent you a monitor.
Oh yeah, I got to. Well, it's actually kind of funny, and they talk about this in the interview process, so I don't need to feel bad about this. But the way it works is they're like, oh, okay, cool. You got to go fill out this stuff a couple weeks in advance. Like, you're getting like onboarding emails leading up to it to your like personal email, and it's like, hey, go here. And like, there's a thing that you can log into like a single use Shopify store where everything is $0. And you can just order the stuff for your office.
I was going to ask that as a joke. I was like, did you have to just go to, I was going to say, do you just go to a Shopify site and add stuff to your cart?
Yep.
That's brilliant.
So I added a monitor, search protector, like whatever, like, yep, send them over. And yeah.
And what's the URL for that?
It's password protected.
Well, it's in the show notes. It's in the show notes.
We'll put it in the notes. So yeah, that was pretty cool. You can only get one of each of the things though.
Well,
there is that. Yeah. So that was interesting. But
cool. Yeah, that's interesting, man. I've been a little career. I've been a little job curious lately, just because I want to work with people again. Mm-hmm. And B, like, salaries are just kind of crazy right now. Like, it's kind of silly almost to not, in my eyes, like, not to at least try. So I've been looking at a few places. So I might do this. This has got me curious, at least going through the interview process.
Yeah. We'll wait until next week when I figure out if there's a referral bonus. And
yes,
then
I will.
Cause like,
but Shopify is on my list. GitHub is on my list. No, they canceled the contract with the government. And actually, like, WildBit is actually on my list. I know they're hiring a few senior developers.
I don't even know what that is. What is WildBit?
They built, so they're out of Philadelphia, but they're also remote. They built Postmark app and Beanstalk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're kind of like a Basecamp before, like, when they cared about their employees, like a Basecamp that cared about their employees. They created a job board thing called People First Jobs, which is pretty cool, which is like all these companies that treat their employees as, like, you know, first class, part of the company type of thing. Basecamp used to be on there and they took them off.
Nice.
But they do like the 32 hour, you know, Fridays off. They do, you know, those types of, they're still small, you know, which I like. Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about like a Shopify, although I do like, you know, small teams and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. Who else? Stripe would also be on that list.
Mm. Yeah. I kind of forgot about Stripe when I was going through my list of things. I was like, I should have probably applied there.
Yeah. So
do you see their thing that they have their own Ruby compiler that's like 20 to 170% faster than MRI?
I did see that. How do you make Ruby work at that scale? Oh yeah. You just rewrite
your own compiler.
Yeah. Do Shopify uses that Sorbet stuff, right? Or is that Stripe that uses?
Stripe created it, but Shopify does use Sorbet. They do not use Ruby 3's typing system, at least not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Cool. Are they on the most recent version of Rails? I've heard they like keep up to the...
Yeah, they keep up. As far as I know, they keep up like up to date. They might even deploy before it's out.
Yeah.
Like, I think they might deploy like release candidates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Which probably is insane like at that, Ruby I feel like, stuff. At that level, yeah. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Probably on my site that nobody goes to. I'm just joking. I have a Shopify. Cool, man. Well, this is a nice little episode to hear about your
I want to talk about, you know, I want to know what's been going on with you for months though.
Nothing.
I just talked for 25 minutes by myself.
Yeah, that's the episode.
You asked me questions, but
nah, that's the episode. Nah, I've been doing nothing. It's summertime. Oh,
I guess I should do the update of Pokedex never, or Juniper's Lab never got shipped.
You shipped it. You just
technically
never
it's shipped. Literally nobody has used it. Cause I haven't done any, I haven't pushed to like even tell anybody about it yet, but, it's got some problems that I want to hash out. And, I'm like real close, like market pricing is in there for most of the things. I have to swap out my backend API thing because it went from V1 to V2 and V1 is being deprecated in August. So I literally need to rewrite the thing that pulls in cars.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I'm on the clock for that one. And then there are some other like bugs that I want to patch up before I actually go and like get that out the door. But yeah, at this point it's,
man, nobody's even, funny. Man, I mean, where you at, stand up soldiers? I mean, let's
you
get
guys don't play Pokemon. What?
Yeah.
So yeah, I, need to do that. I think I'm probably going to set up a free trial thing because the cool features are behind the paywall, even if it's a cheap paywall, right. Of like $4 a month or whatever. And I think if I give somebody a free trial for that and they go in and they start adding cards to their collection, as soon as they can no longer add cards to their collection, then they go, oh, you know what? That was actually pretty cool. Like, exactly. I think that would be the way to get people in. So I do need to go and build that in. I think that's something I should do before I launch because it's only going to benefit me. It's not going to really hurt me in the long run to have a free trial for 7-14 days, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I've been working on other client stuff mostly. Picked up on like another client that's doing like a Bluetooth device iOS app thing that I'm working on, which is pretty fun.
Like a Beacons thing or a...
They have a device. It's actually, dude, these two guys are going to be rich ass MFers. It's a device that basically prevents Tommy John surgery. So it's a device that...
What?
straps on your hand, and it's going to give you workout routines and also measure flexibility in your wrist and in your arms and then some muscles down there. I don't
know. Wait, hold on. Could this be used to like prevent RSI for like programmers or whatever?
Yep. So they're going to go right now. They're going because all the Major League Baseball teams are like hitting them up, like giving them calls like, hey, because if you think about it, you know, like, I don't know how much you follow baseball. I don't follow it at all. But like Justin Verlander, you know, they have guaranteed salaries. But like Justin Verlander, you know, tore his whatever in his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sits at home and he gets paid $30 million a year. And so if you think about this, you're a Major League Baseball team and you're saying, hey, here's a device that will prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty valuable to you.
It's pretty valuable. So that's the market they're going after first. Then it's going to, you know, expand throughout the rest of sports. But then there's also going to be a consumer version for, you know, people like us and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Definitely. I mean, I know for programmers, like RSI is scary, dude. Like really bad carpal tunnel, feels like it's a, you know, career ender for you in a way. Like, anytime, I know it's not.
Anytime I'm doing like manual labor or something like that, my wife will always be like, be careful with the money makers.
Yep. That's what my wife says too. I picked up woodworking while I was on paternity leave. Oh, dude, I bought a table saw. I built the most expensive picture frames I could because I had to buy so many tools.
Yeah. Dude, my dad was a really good, fucking woodworker, man.
Dude, it's so fun.
It's fun. Like, it looks fun. He had all like the dust collection system in the garage.
Oh, I'm jealous too because I'm over here just like sweeping up sawdust.
No, like an animal. Man. Cool, man. Well, good work. Good episode.
Yeah. It's been nice to talk. I'll be glad to, once summer's over, to, if we want to get back to having our regular scheduled shows, I would be on board for that.
Cool. Yeah. We will, we got a little teaser here for the next season. This is a little teaser. So, we'll be back. Thanks, man.
Hey, well, I will talk to you at some point.
Peace.